Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1047. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabbein Zizel. For the Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafur Shlema Chana Bas Bara Shataka Verafur Shlema Besach Shachoy Leisrol. Getting back to our malacha of Koitzer, cutting and reaping and uprooting. Okay, so there's various different translations, harvesting and so on, but be it as it may, we want to just talk a minute about dried out trees. What about when these trees, we spoke about in general trees, what's the problem with, you can't pick off fruits, you can't pull off a branch. But what about if it's dried out, the tree is dried out, it's, you know, let's say a time of the year where by the entire tree, the tree is dried out. It's not whereby it's, well, the fruits are ripe and everything is nice and, you know, damp and wet, and pulling it off is a real, real issue of koitzer. But what about if it's a dried out tree? Is there a problem with that in case somebody wants to pull off a branch, pull off a fruit or so? Okay, so Lemaisa brings down the Sefer Shabbos home. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishavura Bir Allah, but just to sum it all up, we're not going to go through all the details right now. It's pretty much an open and shut case, but dried out trees brings down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 273, that according to some Paiskim, according to some authorities, is Taka Asr Min HaTorah, that the Isr Min HaTorah of Koitzer applies even to a completely dried out tree. Other paiskim, the Mishabura brings down a machlokes over there, but other paiskim, in the Bir Halacha also, he talks about, other paiskim disagree and rule that breaking off something from a completely dried out tree, we're talking about a completely dried out tree over here also, is only us, it's still usr, but it's usr midrabbanan. So, be it as it may, we're not gonna get too much into it. It's a machlokes whether it's deraisa or midrabbanan, but even though a tree is dried out, one is still not allowed to, you know, pull off branches or fruits or whatever it is from that tree. He continues on to say, again in conjunction like which what we said, Mishabura and Bir Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and so on, if however the fruit dried out, but the fruit branches, in other words, let's say the fruit is taka dried out fruit, but the fruit branches did not. Sometimes they have whereby the tree is still, you know, it's nice, I'm not going to say soft, but it's nice and wet and it's fresh and so on, but the fruits could be old and dried out or so on, and possibly they still don't fall off. So we'll talk about that also. But Lemaisa brings down, if however the fruit dried out, but the fruit branches did not, then everybody agrees that it would talk to be usr min haTorah to pick the fruit off the tree. So again, like I said, we're not getting too much into it. Bottom line is, even a dried out tree, it's also machlekes min haTorah midrabanan, be it as it may, but it's also to pull off fruits, branches, and so on from even a dried out tree. Okay, so I just want to talk about one thing which we spoke about last time in reference to if somebody has an aravis in water and it took root, we said taking it out or anything that took root in water is taka, is usr min haTorah. You're taking it, you're removing it from its place of growth. But the other way also was brought to my attention by a rav that very important to keep in mind that a lot of times people want to grow an arava tree. People have in their garden and so on, arava tree, it's a very nice thing. But so what do? You have to plant the aravas. So sometimes you want to plant the aravas before you even plant it. You put it into water so it could take root with the intention of planting. So just like you can't pull it out once it took root, you can't put it into water with the intention of, you know, having it to start to grow, even though it's not going to start to grow right away. But that's zereya, that's the malacha of planting, which we did not talk about yet. Bezras Hashem, Blinei, we hope to talk about that next. But it's important, I just wanted to bring the point out that one has to be careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov and also on Chol HaMoed. You can't do planting, you're not allowed to do planting on Chol HaMoed either, even though it's just into water. So, you know, a person thinks, well, I have an Arava and I'll change my Aravas. You know, my Aravas, sometimes the Aravas get shriveled up and they get blackish or brownish, so I want to change it, and then the old Arava I'll put into water and then I'll have it, you know, I'll start my Aravas tree. So one has to be careful, Shabbos and Yom Tov for sure not, and even on Chol HaMoed, it's also to put it into water to start to have it grow and so on. Not else the koitzer part, which is removing it once it took root, but the zereya part. We'll try Blined, we'll try and talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the malacha of zereya, but just before we forget, before I forget, I just wanted to bring it out. One cannot put it into water. You want to do something, you want to make the tree very nice, you have to wait till after Shabbos Yom Tov and even after Chol HaMoed to start to, you know, to plant the Aravis tree. One more thing was brought to my attention also, reference, we spoke about alfalfa, bean sprouts and these things, pulling it out, if somebody grew it, then to take it out on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and so on, that's kaitzer because you're removing it from its growing source. But if it was bought, sometimes they sell it in the store, that it's ready, it's cut already, it's ready, it's ready to eat. So this alfalfa and bean sprouts, it was brought to my attention also, this bechlal is not a problem because it's ready to eat. It's nothing, you're not tearing it out from, or removing it from the source of growth. So if it's bought like that and one wants to use it, it's made and ready, then that bechlal is not a problem. One could go ahead and use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only over there whereby you actually mamash have to remove it from the source of growth, the alfalfa, bean sprouts, and so on, where obviously it's a problem of koitzer. Okay, now just real quickly getting back to what we started talking about today in reference to the dried out trees, dried out fruits, and so on. Just to give a couple of examples, brings down the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos on page 289. He says, for example, dates or berries, right? Somebody sees dates, berries, they want to pick dates and berries that have, and now, but they have shriveled up. They shriveled up, they dried up, and so on. In their stems, they may not be detached from the tree. You still can't take it off. Even though you'll say, well, these dates or berries or whatever, or these fruits, they're all dried up or shriveled up, you still can't take it off. Detaching them is the malacha minatora of koitzer. So he says further, however, koitzer midarais is not possible where there is no live root system at all. So that's over there where we spoke about whereby there's, the branch itself or the attachment itself is still somewhat not dried up, right? It's still wet. Excuse me, when we say wet, we mean like still alive. Therefore, pulling off the dead, so that would be a deraisa. But if it's talking a case where the whole thing is dried up, so he says, however, koitzim a deraisa is not possible where there's no live fruit system at all. Therefore, pulling up dead grass, for example, let's say there's dead grass, or breaking off a branch from a dead tree, would be koitzim, but it would be midrabanan. Not koitzer midaraisa. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that even though these fruits are shriveled up or everything's dried up bechlal, one has to be careful. Even though you'll say it's not osa midaraisa, it still will be osa midrabanan pulling off these branches and fruits. He just says one more example, which is a dava pashut, we understand, but just real quickly to bring it out, picking a fully ripened fruit, again, right, we said you can't pick fruits from the tree, even though one might say, well, the fruit is fully ripened, what's the problem, it's already basically detached, but no, you can't do that, picking a fully ripened fruit from a tree is koitzer, it's still the malacha minatoris, malacha deraisa of koitzer, even if the fruit no longer draws nutrients from the tree, right, you'll say, well, you're not removing it sort of from the life source, because it's not getting any nutrients from the tree, it's still usher als the malacha of koitzer. And he brings in parentheses, even though zerei is technically no longer possible. In other words, the bottom line is over here, it's not the malacha of koitzer, of uprooting something from its source of nutrients, is not really exactly the opposite of zerei, which is the planting part. Sometimes there could be some distinctions in between, but be it as it may, all these various different type of dried out, shriveled fruits, dried out trees, whatever, the Isser would still apply, whether it's Osir min HaTorah or Midrabanan, but it would still be Osir to do. Just give it an interesting example, the opposite way. He says, merely dropping a seed on soil where it could grow, right? Somebody lay out Zareya. Again, Zareya, the planting part, which we have to talk about, Bezrus Hashem, but merely dropping a seed on, it says the Sefer Lamedtes Melachos again on page 289, merely dropping a seed on soil where it could grow is an instant act of Zareya, even though it's not, didn't take root or whatever, but you dropped it there, you put it there, right? It's an instant act of Zareya, of planting, according to most Paiskim, even before the seed germinates, even before it starts to take root and so on. Yet it is universally agreed, he explains, that removing that seed is not an act of koitzer. Now it's muksa, that's not the issue, we're not getting into the whole muksa part, that it is muksa, but you can't remove it, but out the malacha of koitzer. Maybe if there's a seed, there's a seed on the floor, right, and nothing took place, no roots, no nothing, it's mamash sitting right up on top, so putting it there, dropping it there, that you can't do, but picking it up, out the koitzer part, would not be that. So he says it's universally agreed that removing that same seed is not an act of koitzer, of reaping or harvesting or uprooting from the place of growth. That's an interesting point, because it's not always, like we see, but it's not always exactly the opposite, one from another, the planting and the uprooting.
So that's how he ends off with the examples we saw. The reverse can also be true. There are forms of plant life that no longer benefit from the source of growth, like we saw, yet detaching them from that source is the malacha d'oraisa of Kaitzer, with the examples that we gave. Okay, thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha. Kol tov.